Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ.
Amen.
We're in our second part in our sermon series as we journey through the book of Job. And we're getting into some of the rougher parts right away as we begin Job's story. But first, before we begin, I want to ask you guys a question. Have you ever heard of the phrase, "It can always get worse"? Or under things, "Don't tempt fate"? Or another one, "Murphy's Law"? Anything that can happen will happen. And also, what is worse, it always can get worse. For instance, Murphy's Law of traffic. There always can be more traffic no matter where you go. For example, see Poplar Street Bridge, I-64, and 255. There's Murphy's Law of insurance rates and taxes. They can always, always go higher, especially if we live here in Illinois. Even though this is, we can laugh at it, and even Murphy's Law, we can make fun of it, doesn't often case seem to be that way? When something is bad, it always feels like it gets worse. One moment, everything can be calm, and the next is chaos. I remember myself going to the doctor's office on December 20th when my son was diagnosed with his heart condition. We didn't know what to expect, but we weren't expecting that. In one moment, one phrase, and suddenly everything's different. We didn't think it could get worse, but Murphy's Law. Things will get worse. That's what Job here is feeling today. That feeling of it can't get any worse, right? He woke up on a normal day. Everything was right in the world. His kids were even doing as they were usually doing, going off to a sibling's house where they would eat and drink and be merry. Job was probably thinking, okay, got to get the next sacrifice out. Got to make sure that I sacrifice for their sins in case they made any, so that God might be praised in all of this. But instead, he gets a message, maybe a couple of hours into his day. The news. Chaldeans came, and they killed all of your servants. All of your workers in the field, they're gone. Imagine Job was feeling there, shell-shocked. Okay, it's okay, I've got extras. It's okay, this is normal. Then another servant comes. Fire from heaven was raining down, and it killed all of your sheep and all of the servants there, and yet I alone have come to say this. Okay, I still have my camels and all my wealth. I can replace all of that. Another servant comes. And the group of bandits have come and they've just killed all of your camels. They've taken away everything and killed your servants. And yet I alone have come alone and said this to you. And then another. A great wind came from the wilderness. And the house of which your children were at collapsed. And they're dead. And I alone survived to come tell you. Shell-shocked, dumbfounded. I can only imagine what Job was going through. Probably the same emotions that many of us, when we've received horrible news, go through. Whether it's finding out your child has a condition in the womb, finding out that that disease has come back, that you've been laid off, that the next problem in your life comes up when all was calm. That moment of denial, maybe a little bit of anger, sadness, certainly, and the profound question of why. All of this is going on in Job's head. And yet, Job does something very interesting. Something that when I was reading this for the very first time, I could not imagine anyone doing. Instead of asking that age-old question, why me? Or even going and cursing God, which the devil, by the way, was making sure that Job would do this. All of this was being done because God said to the devil, you can do whatever you want to Job, just don't hurt him, and he will still be faithful. And the devil did all of that. And what does Job do? He says this, after he shaves his head, tears his cloak, he sits down and says, naked I came from my mother's womb, and naked I will depart. The Lord gives, and the Lord takes away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. How? How can he do this? How can Job, after experiencing all this suffering, sit down and actually say, blessed be the name of the Lord? How? It's because he knows what the name of the Lord means. He knows who God is. In the book of Job, Job names so many names for God. I want to focus on three of those names tonight. In these names, we will see why Job, in all the midst of his suffering, can say, blessed be the name of the Lord. The first name is one that many of us are probably pretty well familiar with. The name Yahweh, which means, I am. What this means in this case is that God is God. He is I am. He who was and who will shall be. He who created everything, he is simply God. He is strong. He is powerful. He is eternal. He does what he says he is going to do because he can do no other. God is God. Stronger and mightier than anything. It is he who created the very heavens and the earth, who formed man from the clay and fashioned him in his own image, the God who saved his people and will save his people in the coming generations, one who will always be there with his people, and they will know him closely as God. For God's name is intimate as well. For he reveals it to his people that they may know and see that God is there with them. Yahweh means I am who I am. I am the Lord who comes and creates and forgives, who is there with you. I am who I am, and I can be no other. I am God by your side. So Job, knowing this, despite everything going on, knows the name of God. Yahweh, I am who I am, and God is there with me. And so the Lord gives, the Lord takes away. Blessed be the name of Yahweh. The second name that Job has for God in his book is one that might not be familiar. Maybe some of you know this. El Shaddai. I'm seeing some nods in there. Okay, good. El Shaddai is a very interesting title. It means simply the Almighty. Seems common. We call the Lord the Almighty God. But it means so much more than that. It means the Almighty, the strong one, the one who has power in his arm, the one who has power and can dole it out wherever he wants. This is God, El Shaddai, the mighty one, the one who, when he saw the world was full of sin and depravity, he struck all of it with a flood. El Shaddai, the mighty one, who even in that same flood spread out his arm and saved Noah and his family. This is El Shaddai, the mighty one, who would cause the 10 plagues to fall upon Egypt, who would lead his people out of slavery into a land flowing with milk and honey. This is a God whose mighty arm would stretch out, who would save Israel from their enemies, who would strike down their foes. The same mighty hand that would also be against the sinner. That same hand would be against his people, Israel, but it would be a mighty hand to save, so that he might gather the remnant and bring about their restoration, that he might gather them in his mighty arms, that they would be safe in them, that he would bear them up on eagle's wings and shelter them forever. Job knows the name of God. He knows that El Shaddai is there by his side, that he is mighty and powerful to save, and that he promises that he uses his mighty arm for his people, that they might know his love, that they might know his power. And that is why Job can say, "The Lord gives, and the Lord takes away. Blessed be the name El Shaddai." There's one more name that Job gives to God. Maybe this one you might know. As for myself, I remember it briefly from my classes. Eloah. The name Eloah, for God, it's a very strange word in Hebrew. It's actually a verb. To rise, or to make rise up. In this one, God is the one who will rise. We see that in our Lenten season. For Christ comes, and he was raised. He was raised high upon a cross, up upon the hill. He was raised as a standard that all might look at him, an emblem of sin, death, and suffering. The God who came to this world, enfleshed as a human, fully man and fully God, would rise with healing in his wings. He would come and he would bless those who came to him. He would even make others rise from the dead, even his dear friend Lazarus. He would cause them to be Eloah, to rise up, to come out. And he himself would be raised up. And while raised up on that cross, he would know suffering. He would know how a day can go from bad to worse. As he came in with his friends for one dinner, only to be betrayed, abandoned, scourged, mocked, whipped, sentenced, killed. Jesus would be the one who is raised up for our sins and our suffering. And then God would raise him 3 days later, raise him from the dead so that any who believes in him shall not die again but be raised up in the newness of life. This blessing is why Job can say, "I know that my Redeemer lives." We will hear in the coming weeks about how he will look forward to that time when Christ comes and he is raised from the dead so that death no longer has dominion over his people. That the sufferings and the hardships of this world are nothing compared to the glory that is to come in Christ. For he was raised from the dead, he ascended into heaven, and sits at the hand of God the Father Almighty, and he will come again, and we shall rise, for our faith is in him who called us out of darkness into his marvelous light, and he raises us to life everlasting. This is Eloah. This is God. This is why Job, having faith in all of this, can say, "The Lord gives, the Lord takes away. Blessed be the name, Eloah." Job is still sad. He's still hurting. He's human. That's not bad. It's not wrong. He has accepted and has a steadfast faith in his heart that God is there with him. Amidst his pain, amidst his suffering, amidst all of the hardships, they're not gone, they're still there. But he has faith, a steadfast faith in him that proclaims the truth that God is powerful, that he is who he is, and he will save, that he is Yahweh, that he is almighty and powerful with a strong outstretched arm that protects and defends his people. He is El Shaddai, that he will raise him up in glory and life, just as he will raise his son from the dead, so that all who have faith in him may have newness of life. Job knows all of that, and we know all of that. So, when we are in our struggles, when we're feeling crushed, hopeless, and everything, we too have a steadfast faith. And keep in mind the names of God, Yahweh, El Shaddai, Eloah, so that we might be bold to confess, "The Lord gives, and the Lord takes away. Blessed be the name of the Lord." Amen.